Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Hello, everyone. It's Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We have Carol Ann back tonight. She's so fun to be with. So I guess we'll let her night get started, and I'll get her on here. And hi, Carol Ann.
Hi, how are you, Kelly Jo?
I am well. Thanks for being a guest. I always love it when you're on here.
Pleasure to be here with you tonight. Thank you.
So we have a few people in the queue. So Do you have anything coming up that we need to know about?
No, except I'm supposed to be on Jason's show tomorrow, Jason Zook.
Oh, good.
Tomorrow night. Yep. And I have to talk to him and get the phone number. But I heard from one of his clients that I am on. He's so funny. I know he's a busy guy. And I'm looking forward to having you both on my show, In Psychic Flow, on Goldilocks Productions. So can't wait
to
book that with both of you.
Too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I can't wait for that.
Neat.
So that's about all.
Okay.
I know you've been busy. You've been doing a lot of shows.
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of shows coming up, my own and other people's shows, and I'm just excited. It's a lot of fun.
Oh,
so I
good.
I enjoy doing
good.
Podcasts. Well, I guess we'll take our first person. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
You can go first.
All right. 216. Hello, 216.
Hello, hello. Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm good. What's your name? Where
good.
Are you from?
I'm Sharon, Ohio.
Okay, and what's your question?
I'm learning probably one of my last responsibilities, at least for the next few months. And my job, it's one of the hardest ones of everything that I've learned. But I just have a question. One of the women, she's an older lady, initial M. She's kind of helping me and training me. She's always trying to throw me under the bus. I can't trust her at all, can I? She's
nope.
older. Oh, God. What
nope.
is her problem?
Well, she's jealous of you, and she's afraid you could take a job, and she's older, and she don't want to get X'd out.
Which makes common sense, but still, she's really nasty. And our lead, she's a blonde, Jay, she kind of takes her side, or she doesn't. She
well,
just,
because she's
she just
been there,
with,
yes.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's part of the old guard.
I don't know. Is she going to continue to keep trying to throw me under the bus? Am I going to be able
yes.
to learn this?
Yes. Yeah.
I know I'm going to. Okay.
Sorry.
That's funny.
Go ahead, Carolyn. I hear you giggling.
I can't even go to her, the lead person, because I don't trust her either. But I love my job.
Yeah.
Believe me, I really do.
I kind of get it. It'll dissipate. Give it a few months. You know, let them see that you're trustworthy, you know, that you're not going to stab them. Once they figure that out, because you're a decent person, you like what you do, I think it's your enthusiasm and your sparkling personality they're a little jealous of. You know, they're a little bit draggled. They've been doing this for a while. And so I think they're a little put off, maybe thinking, oh, she's trying to curry favor with the bosses, blah, blah, blah. But once they realize they can trust you, I think it'll slow down. They're never going to have your level of enthusiasm, but you light up a room when you walk in, no matter what you do. So it would be hard to put a lid on that anyway. But
I'm basically a happy person all the time. Now, this older, well, I guess my bottom line is, am I going to be able to learn this last, because this, it's a very technical, I'm going to be okay at the job, right? You see me there for a while? At least a retirement?
I do.
I like it.
I do, and I think once you're there for a year, I don't know, I get a year. Kelly Joe, interrupt me if I'm off track. I feel more established, and I feel like you have like a concrete foundation under you. I think you will get this. Go over everything for that last step, because they may omit things. Sometimes it's like explaining how to brush your teeth. And, you know, you just do something and you're not used to going step by step. So I would make sure that you have every little I dotted and every T crossed, because I don't know if it's on purpose or it's just because they're kind of lame-brained. I think both of them are kind of lame-brained.
And
I'm not even going to comment on that.
There's a procedure book of how to do it, and take notes, and you'll get it in 2 weeks.
I know. It's just, Mary Beth, I even think she tells me to do the wrong thing. I don't even want to go into it. But the bottom line is, you do see me succeeding there, because I really
be
like
right.
it. Not,
yeah.
not everybody's like that. So don't, That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah. Like, I would not put my success on what they tell, or what information they're telling you. I would make sure that you, I don't care if you have to make index cards of each step. And, you know, step one is this, step two is this, and study that, you know, like flashcards, until you have it down pat. I would not trust them to give you all the information. And
I know.
You know, it's not just because they're pain in the ass. It's also they don't know.
Right.
They're not
never learned right.
Think. Yeah, they never learned right.
Okay.
And there's a procedural manual there that you can get to learn how to do that procedure that you're trying to learn.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate it. Again, Mary, your honesty. That's what I love about you. Thank you, both of you. I really appreciate you answering my question.
You're welcome.
Have a nice evening. Thank you.
You too.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, it's
we're
hard.
The bomb.
It's hard when work is that way. That's not cool.
And work is always that way.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean?
It's always that way. That's just the way
it is. Tell people, the people you work with are not your friends.
Right. Right.
Okay.
That's very true.
562.
Hi,
562.
Hi.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Yvonne from California.
All right, what's your question?
And my question is, do you see someone romantically, a man, come into my life in the future?
Yeah, but
am I going first?
Go ahead, Carolyn.
False start. I get the words false start. There are more than one. So, one, I feel like he's kind of, I don't know if I should say this on the air or not. I feel like he's a little ghetto. He's not for you. Maybe like well over you, but he's not for you. There's a better one coming. So I'll see what Kelly Joe has to say. But definitely, I get the month of May and after. So towards the end of 2021, there is a gentleman instead of what you've been seeing. Okay, so a different type of gentleman, a different type of man. So, but make sure that you sort through them, you know, because you'll have more than one taker. Just make sure that you, it's nice to have an offer, but, you know, you can pick and choose. You don't have to take the first one that comes your way, okay?
Okay.
What
do you
I'm
think, Kelly
seeing
Jo?
Is, like she said, you do have to be careful of one that's, like, not real, the greatest thing that you could pick. You know, so like ick. But after that, I see a gentleman that fills up the doorway. He's like 6'5". He has a roundish face. He has close crop hair, and he's the color of mahogany, And do you know the singer Aaron Neville?
Oh, yeah.
He sort of kind of looks like that dude.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Okay, I'm going to have to Google him and see what he looks like.
Yeah.
You're going to have to. You don't know Aaron Neville?
No, I never heard of him, no.
He's
I think
a
she's
singer.
Too young.
Oh, she's too young? Okay.
I don't think he's with us anymore. I think he's passed away. She's too young.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Google him. He was very handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I think he comes from a big family. He loves his mama. If he loves his mama, he's going to love you. And it's also I hear preaching, so there's a preacher in the family.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
So there you go.
That's good. That's good. I'm lovely reading. Thank you, you guys.
You're welcome. But throw away your list too, though, because you're being persnickety.
Okay.
Don't be so persnickety, because you're letting bypass a lot of nice men folk.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that. It's like when I go outside my house and I meet guys here and there, it's like I kind of get like right away. It's like,
well,
oh,
you don't want the ones
I
outside
want.
your house. You want, yeah, that ain't it. But you know, sorry, I'm not trying to be mean, but you're gonna find somebody who's nicer, you know what I mean? That's all I can say. So, better or nice. There you go.
Okay.
That's not a real word, but there you go. Thank you. I hope you have a good day.
You too, bye.
All right, bye bye.
Yeah, she's got to change her circle.
Yep.
For sure.
480. Let's see. Hi, 480.
Hello.
What's
Hi.
Your name?
My name is Ed, and I'm from Phoenix.
Hi, Ed.
Cool.
Do you have a question for Carol Ann? All right.
Whoever wants to answer, or both, it's fine with me.
Go ahead, Carol Ann.
I've just been hearing a lot of undertones at work about things, and there's a lot of hush-hush. Is the company I'm with going to maintain itself through the year, or is it better to just pick up the search and get out of there?
I get
you
the
need
word
to
layoff.
Cover your butt. Sorry, go ahead,
yeah.
Carolyn.
I just get the word layoff. It doesn't mean it's going to be you, but I think that they're doing what other companies are doing. They're combining jobs and maybe making one division cover two areas or something to that effect. I don't think it's going to affect you as much, but everybody's going to, I think they're going to downsize in people and people are going to have more responsibility. That's kind of how, and they're like they're eliminating jobs and combining two jobs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they started some of that, but I was just concerned about some of the other stuff because we just got bought out by another company. And
yeah, well, that happens, yeah. Yeah, that happens. You probably won't like it, but I think I would hold on and just see. Nobody likes it. I work for a company, and we were bought out, and we thought it was great to begin with, better benefits, blah, blah, blah. And then they just had so many rules, it was ridiculous. I mean, it was crazy. And I'm glad I finally retired, let's put it that way. But I would always keep looking. I think everything's going to be the same right about now, and I think a bird in the hand right now is good. But I think you will find something else probably by 2022.
Well,
what do you think, Kelly Jo?
They might lay off everybody that works now there, so be careful of that too.
I'm looking. I'm always looking.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm getting up there in age, so it gets harder and harder.
Right.
Yeah.
They got age discrimination.
Unfortunately.
Well, between the end of this year and the beginning of next year, I think you will find something because I get 2022. So keep going, you know, and you'll find something dynamic, I think.
Cool. To keep going, I have no choice. I have to have medical benefits, so I'll stay there until something better comes along or they get rid of me.
Well, yeah,
I
exactly.
See a
but
job
I,
where
you
you're writing procedural booklet. Say that fast 500 times.
That
and then
good,
I also
good
see you
that.
Training people how to do procedural.
Mm-hmm.
I do that. I do both of them well. They just don't realize
good.
It at my current company.
That's because
well,
they're
this is a different company.
Ahab.
This ain't the place you are.
Yeah,
oh, that's
another
good.
Place. Could be six
cool.
months. Could be 6 months, Kelly. What do you think? She's a very good forecaster.
Oh,
yeah.
I love listening to the shows.
You know, it could be because they're. I agree with the six because they're showing six. So,
okay.
like we always say, 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months. It's not 6 years.
Right. Right.
I'll be retired in 6 years.
Yeah.
Yes, you will.
Hopefully by choice, not by medical reasons.
Right.
Yeah. No, you'll be okay.
Well, that's
well, thank
cool.
you.
No, I enjoy listening to the shows. These are all great. I appreciate it. And as always, I'm surprised when my phone goes unmuted.
Oh, okay.
Well, you have a good evening. Thank you.
You do, too. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Bye-bye. All right, we got another one, 630. Hello, 630. Hello. Hello, hello, I got dead air. I guess they want to just listen.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I'll try it one more time. Let me try it one more time. Hello, 630. Area code 630. Hello?
I'm just nope. listening.
Okay, no problem. All right. She just wants to listen. So.
Okay.
Anything interesting with your readings lately with mediumship, Carol Ann?
Anything interesting? Well, on my show, you know, it's interesting. I had a question. I get questions once in a while. So my show last week in the Psychic Flow last week, I had someone ask a question rather than ask for a reading, which was nice. It was kind of refreshing. And they were like, how does this work, you know? So I was kind of exploring, how does a reading, how do you prepare for a reading with you? So that's a very good question. And I said, well, you know, I think one of the basic things is to understand that sometimes, I don't know if it works this way for you, Kelly Jo, but sometimes I'm catching your spirit loved ones in a stream. They're talking, and I feel like I'm reaching up and grabbing onto the conversation stream. You know what I mean? So they are telling me what they want me to relay to their loved ones here on the earth plane. So if the client is interrupting with, well, what's their pet name for me, or what's, you know, what was the last thing they ate, or something, you know, dumb like that. I'm kind of interrupting their flow. They come through because they have something they want to say. And
right.
it's important, you know. And one of the readings I had was a gal in spirit that was like, we finally established it was like a cousin. It was a sister-in-law. And so we finally got to that because I got sister. We don't always get in-law. We'll get sister. And she said, but I wasn't close to her. I said, well, that doesn't matter. The reason she's coming forward is to say one of her regrets is that she regrets not being closer to you. And, you know, you have to remember when people pass over, they have a life review and they go through their regrets or what they did well. And they may be coming forward to say, I'm sorry we didn't spend more time together. And that was important for that deceased loved one to say. You know, sometimes you have to allow them, they come through, it's important for us to allow them to say what they have to say. Right?
Right.
Would you agree with that, Kelly Jo?
Totally.
They come for a reason. Yeah, it's not like 1-800-DIAL-THE-DEAD, oh, let me just call them up and ask them some dumb questions. Let them talk and let the spirit person and or the spirit people and the medium run the reading. the receiver does not run the reading. That's not how it works, folks. Right, Kelly Jo? What do you think about
that? Right, because sometimes, like, when I'm doing mediumship, they'll show me things, and they're like, I don't know that anybody had a bracelet or a necklace or whatever, and I'll tell them I can't help what the dead people show me.
Right.
You know, and it's like, ask a really old person, you know, that if they're alive. But a lot of times the young people, they don't know who their dead people are, and the dead people will talk
right.
till the cows come home.
Right.
And, you know, they don't know who they are. But, yeah, they don't, they have a, and two, sometimes who comes up isn't who you want to come up. You know, your passed on or dead person. Sometimes you'll get
mm-hmm.
three or four generations back.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's,
and it's okay if you don't recognize them because, the you know, what people don't understand, the message may not be for you. It may be for your mother. It may be
right.
for your grandmother. And this is
right.
the opportunity for the spirit to come through and give a message. So you're also receiving a message that you may have to pass on.
Correct.
And that's the joy of it. Yeah.
And
so
it's really
it's interesting.
Neat. And it might not, and the person who passed on recently might not be the loudest. Like I tell people, it's
mm-hmm.
whoever's the loudest.
Right, right.
You know, who's ever speaking
right.
the loudest. Because me, I'll get a whole crowd of people. And then
mm-hmm.
somebody that's more, the one that really needs to talk will come forward, and that's the person who talks.
Yeah. Yep. And I
and
also tell
you,
people, think about if you have someone that you want to get in contact with. There's no guarantee, supposedly, but we will certainly do our best. Don't wait till the last 5 minutes to say, oh, I was hoping my son Joey would come in. You know,
right.
if you want Joey, let's go there in the beginning. You know, let's not
right.
wait till
and
the end.
Right, and see if they're available.
Yeah, yeah. And they have to understand the other side is a healing place, a loving place, a forgiving place, and we are not fettered by the things that chain us to the earth any longer. There's no, you know, there's no anger, there's no that kind of thing. They're only expressing things that they should have done better to indicate to you that they've learned since they passed. And that,
right,
that says a lot. Yeah.
Because everybody has a life review. And have you
mm-hmm.
found, now I find that some of the ones that are, that either pass quickly or, you know, die quickly or suicide or overdose
yeah.
or car accident, they tell me that they're in the green room or mental illness.
Okay.
And the green room
mm-hmm.
is for healing. And then once
mm-hmm.
they go out of the green room, they can move along.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. What's interesting is if they commit suicide, they don't always admit that to me. They may say he is taking responsibility for his passing. But, like, they won't show me, oh, I blew my head off or I jumped off a bridge or, you know,
no, they
don't
show me
the
all that. It's like, yay.
Oh, I don't get all that, no.
But then they'll
pat
their heart and say, I take responsibility. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I did
yeah.
this to myself.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and like car accidents, they'll show me blunt force trauma, and they didn't suffer. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of times if somebody passes, they always want to know if they suffered. It's like, no, they popped out of their body before it ever happened.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God for that,
yeah.
yes. Yeah.
You know, and sometimes
that's
it's an,
no, that's very helpful.
And then sometimes it's an accident, and they're standing there looking at them, going, oops, I didn't mean to do that, oops.
Yeah, yeah. I see that with some potential suicides, like I'll get accidentally on purpose. Like I think they may have been thinking suicide, but really didn't expect it to go that way. I don't know what they were thinking. It's like they're playing on the tracks. And,
no.
You know what I mean? It's not like, not everybody that passes that way sets out to commit suicide. So, you know, you have to understand the circumstances around it. And, you know, if they have a death certificate, the family that says suicide, that doesn't always mean it could have meant
right.
accidentally, you know.
That they meant to do that. Yeah, like,
yeah.
I remember I met a guy that was a minister, and he was in another country, and they had, like, the deep, sort of the deep windowsills with no screens or nothing. And he was teaching a class and sitting in that windowsill, and he was high up. He was, like, three stories up.
Oh.
He flipped himself out the window.
Oh.
He didn't mean to. It's like, and his mom came for a reading, and it's like, he goes, gosh, Mom, he says, I didn't mean to do that. It was a total accident. I just leaned back, and I flipped out.
Oh, my goodness. What a way to go.
So he says, gosh, Mom, I didn't mean to. It wasn't intentional. You know, oops.
Yeah, really.
You know,
big
and it's it's a big oops. And then it's nice to be able to do closure, you know, for people that have had, like, children pass on or something. I remember doing one kid, and he says, hey, I like the new yellow curtains you put in my room, Mom. You know, so they acknowledge things that are happening, you know, now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then one
yeah,
little girl,
beautiful.
She goes, she was passed on. She goes, Mom, you really need to clean my pillowcase because you got tears and snot on that.
Oh, God.
I'm not trying to be gross, but she knew she was doing this because you really need to wash that pillowcase. And she saw that she rearranged the room and made it like a sewing room. So that's your acknowledgement that they know what's going on. And they do come to comfort you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's beautiful. People need to hear that love never dies. You know,
right.
just because they're gone in the physical doesn't mean they're gone from love, loving you and being close to you. So
love
you
goes
know, people
on.
Need to hear that. Yep. Yep.
And our pets.
Well, you do a great
pets.
Job. You're very good at this, Kelly Jo.
And then our pets, too, got to let people know that their pets go along with them.
Mm-hmm.
You
yep.
know, and our pets
and
are around
wonderful.
Us.
It's wonderful
well,
to
you're
have
the,
them come in.
You're very terrific with mediumship. You teach classes in it.
Yes, I have. And, you know, I should do another series, I guess. But you know what drives me crazy, Kelly Jo, is that I don't
what?
Know if you have this. Well, you know, when you get people who are naturally, you know, you're a natural medium. This is hereditary for you. Do you have a lot of people that have gifts similar to yours, maybe not as developed as yours, but they have some instinct and they have ability to do it? I find it very difficult to teach them. I don't know if you have that problem with some people. I have a difficulty teaching them how to take that gift and do something noteworthy with it. You know, like, it's okay if you see dead people. Okay, well, that's good. How's that going to help somebody? Can you establish who it is? Can you relay the message to the recipient? Do you know what to say and what not to say? You know, things like that. So
right.
people, no matter how talented they are, they still have to have a format or a sequence of events to get their information and deliver that
right.
to the recipient. So yeah, so I find sometimes people with a natural gift are hard to teach. Because they don't want to put the saddle on, you know?
Oh, hmm. Well, I...
You know what I mean? Like, they don't... They
yeah,
feel
I
like
get
you're
it.
Trying to impose on what they what
to,
they are doing.
Yeah. I haven't ran
yeah.
into that.
Oh, I... Every class. Every
no,
class,
boy.
I have at least one.
They know what they
yeah.
know what they know, but they don't want to know what they don't want to know.
Right.
Now,
that's very
something
well
that
put.
Happens, too. I have... people that are like brand new at learning how to see and hear and feel, and then it totally freaks them out, and I get these phone calls, I'm seeing stuff.
Oh, wow.
Am I okay? Am I nuts? I said, no. You're okay. You need to white light bubble yourself, white light protect yourself, ask of whom these things come by, because you can have a spirit standing there, but it's not necessarily good. You have to discern. Use your discernment,
mm-hmm.
and then go for it. You know, and no, you aren't nuts because you see stuff out the corner of your eye.
Yeah.
You know, one girl called me up. She goes, "I'm seeing fuzzy balls everywhere, fuzzy blur balls." I was laughing.
Oh, wow.
And I said, "Well, you aren't seeing it clearly, but it's energy balls is what you're seeing, and you're seeing little spirits." And I said, "Don't you have a cat that just died?" You know, I'm psyching the man. I can't help but be psychic. And she goes, "Yeah." She goes, "Is that what I'm seeing?" I said, "Yeah, that's the little blurb that's going. You aren't seeing it clear. That's the blurb that's running around the floor. You are okay."
Yeah, they need reassurance. And I think your YouTube videos are very helpful to people, Kelly Jo. It's like everyday psychic work. It's like everyday things that you need to know, right? That's my.
Yeah.
I feel like you teach a practical application so that people understand what they have and how to do things. And I think that's fabulous. It's a great way to do it.
Thank you.
I try to
be clear and simple and fast, you know, because they don't want to have to listen to something forever, you know. Like something neat that I tell these young kids that are just learning, or young people, they can be older and young learning what, you know, they get clicked on. Sometimes people get clicked on after an accident or something, or sickness. And what I'll tell them is, like, how you see the aura is, have you ever watched a cat or a dog sit and they just stare off and they soften their eyes? I tell them, soften your eyes like that, and then you'll be able to see the aura and the glow around an animal or person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you do it. You know,
and
look at a solid wall. You know, you can't look at print, you know. But it's so cute when you do a class and you have people do that, and you turn off the lights and you put a white sheet up, and then they can see it. They go, "Wow, look, I did it. Look, I see." They're so funny. They get all like little kids.
Yeah. No, well, it's a very interesting thing to learn about metaphysics. Very interesting.
Oh, I just love every bit of it. It's just so fascinating. And
yeah.
Have you noticed that when you're teaching mediumship, you know, everybody has a different way of picking up. They might be a knower. They might hear audio. They might see. They might feel, you know, they might physically feel it. Have you noticed that there's different ways of people pick up on things?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, that's great. And if you want to expand your repertoire, it will happen. But, you know, you go with the one that you feels right naturally, that, it, you know, develop that first is
right.
What I tell them. And the others will come. And everybody's different, you know. So
right.
I think that's great. I think it's beautiful that everybody's different. That's fine. What you want to do, though, is allow the other clairs to come in. So that you kind of well-round it. But it is very interesting how people pick things up.
Oh,
it is very interesting.
You know, but they do it in a different way. I say see because I see. But like I tell, like if I'm doing a class or talking with somebody, I say see, but you don't have to see. You can feel or hear or sense or however other way you pick up on it. But just because I see doesn't mean you have to see. Because I say see, because I see. I'm not trying to do a riddle.
Yeah. No, a lot people have to realize a lot of mediums are clairsentient and not, you know, not seeing. They're feeling that in the solar plexus, or they have an impression, and that's just as valid. And you'll get a different angle on it. You would think visually you'd pick up more detail on a spirit standing in front of you. But sometimes the whole picture is too overwhelming, where if you're picking it up clairsentient, you're able to pick apart little pieces like, oh, I can see whiskers on his face, or his hands are calloused, or I get the impression of a blue, you know, I feel blue, it could be a blue shirt. So it's just as it could be even more detailed when it comes in clear sentient. That's fine, you know.
Right.
It's just getting all of those elements so that you can bring in a concise reading to someone that's, because you have to remember we're dealing with grieving people. You know,
right.
That's the point. These people are grieving. So it's not a like, oh, let me show you how much I can do. What it is, it's delivering a message from their loved one that gives a recipient peace and freedom,
right.
You know? So it's that's what I try to instill in them. But, you know, what can you do?
But it's an honor to be able to teach and share our guests with other people to learn.
Yeah, it's a wonderful world that opened up for me, and I'm very grateful for that. It's a lot of fun, too. And
oh,
I'm
yeah.
very grateful
I mean,
that I can do this.
It's an honor, and it's different every day. Like I tell people that I read for, how many people do you let all over your aura in a day? You don't.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for letting me get all over in your aura.
That's
and it's
true.
This, and
that's
the,
true.
The neat spirits that you meet. Like, I'll never forget this. I met a lady, a mama that was of color, and she comes up and she goes, you know, your children will hurt you worse than a man. She goes, that's part of life. I said, oh, dear. She goes, no, I mean that, because these children have their own minds, you know. I never forgot
yep.
that. And then I met another guy that was an atheist. He didn't believe in nothing. You're dead. You're buried. There ain't nothing. There's darkness. There's this. There's that. And his daughter came in for a reading, and he comes through, and he goes, this is cool. I'm going to – I don't know if I can say shit, but I will. This is cool as shit. He goes, the colors are more amazing than I ever dreamed. It's more beautiful than I ever thought. And he goes, you're there in a millisecond, just a millisecond. And he goes, this is awesome.
Wow.
And he goes, yep. He goes, everybody was right. He goes, I wouldn't listen. He goes, yep, it's true. It's all true. And then he told his daughter that he loved her. And he told her, I don't remember the name of the book, told her about a book to pull off the bookshelf to read. And then he left. But that
Aww.
Was so cool.
It is that I'm so glad to hear. I always hear good things about heaven, always. Of course, what isn't to love? But I love the way they talk about what it's like, and that gives me a picture. You know, it gives me images. I learn a lot from them, and I, you know, that's also part of the message is how to live our lives here. You know, when they talk about their regrets. And impart that to us, they're trying to teach us, boy, I wish I hadn't done that, or I wish I had looked at something differently, you know what I mean? So that's a
yeah.
good way to learn how to live our lives here. I think it's very important, but I love that story. I'm so glad to hear from an atheist that that it was his vision was changed when he got there. That's cool.
You know, it was so funny. You know, and it's like you meet the funniest things, like, you know, being able to help a dad. He had lost his son in an accident, and the boy said, I got shotgun. You know, and then when I said that, the dad burst into tears. That's what his son always said. And it's such an
Aww.
Honor to, you know, give them closure and let them know that they're around. They see what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, and you do it very well, Kelly Jo.
And it's a happy
well.
Thing. It isn't a sad thing.
Right, right. Heaven is a beautiful place, and not that I want to go tomorrow, but I look forward to going. From what I've learned through this process, it's very exciting. So.
And do you find through your mediumship that a whole group of your relatives will come fetch you?
Yes, I have seen
when you
them
pass
come
on.
For people. Yep.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah, that gives people a lot of comfort. Because I think, you know, when you read that, oh, everybody dies alone. Well, that could be, but they're greeted by a lot of people on the other side. They may
oh, yeah.
be alone on this plane, but when they get over on that side, people come for them and take
oh,
them
yeah.
with them.
Oh, yeah, at least
so
five.
It's
always.
Beautiful. Yeah, yeah.
That's so
and
cool.
angels and...
angels and their passed on loved ones and
pets and beautiful.
And pets and
beautiful.
Everything. Yeah.
I had a meeting recently where they said, we had a celebration when your son passed. We had a celebration. We welcomed him. So they had a celebration to welcome the son that had passed. And that was really beautiful. That's what they called it. We had a celebration. So it was very, very nice.
Oh.
You know, we think once they're dead and gone, you know, like it's terrible and oh my God. And people don't realize we're the ones. Yeah, we're the ones who are left behind that are crying.
See.
It's not the ones that passed.
Right. Right. There's this mom used to say that saying. She'd say, when you're born, you cry. And then when you die, you laugh.
Yeah. Oh, good. That's good. That's a good one. And your mom was very talented as well, you said.
Oh, yeah. She was very aware. She'd have prophetic dreams, but she would dream it and manifest what was happening then in her body. And so she didn't know how to be an observer real good. But she could do good readings, too. But she asked God to take the dream part away because she would manifest whatever was happened to the people to her in physical life.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
You know, like if they were getting burned, she'd manifest burns. Or, you know, if there was a wound, she'd start manifesting fever in a wound or, you know, something like that. So she asked, like one time we didn't know it, she was dreaming that somebody's being drugged between bedposts at a post, like for military post, you know, barracks, in a barracks. And their head was being bumped against all the metal bars on the bedpost. And come to find out it was a cousin. They had beat him up and was dragging him.
Oh.
You know, so, you know, he was okay, but he had brain damage from being beaten so hard. And then mom was
terrible.
Very loopy when that was happening. It's like, oh, dear. But she prayed to God and had
that gift.
Huh?
I don't think I would want that ability,
no,
frankly.
Mom asked God to take that away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, me, when
what
I
do
something, or what I do is I'm an observer. You know, like if I do murder cases or something like that, I can observe it and then bring back the information. I don't absorb it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you do it? That's a very important point.
Well, I don't do too much of that, to be honest. If somebody asked me, I did have a murder case here in Sarasota. The family approached me about it, and I would get, like, I could see the boy in spirit, and I could see sort of what happened, the location of it, and I knew could see other people involved, but I didn't see the actual crime. And for that, I'm grateful, but I knew who was associated with it. I knew there were two others, which they didn't know that, but that's what I was told. So I can relay that kind of information. But I don't go there too often, but if you do that kind of work, which is very important, you do have to learn that role of observer like you described, and that's very important because that turns people off of it.
Right.
They don't want to go through, you know, the feelings and the fright and, of course, the pain and all that. Who does?
Right.
But I think that's one, if you're going to do that work, that's one of the first things I would imagine you have to learn.
Oh, yeah, totally. But you can feel what happened to the people. You know, but you don't have to feel it. Does that make sense?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
You can observe it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've
done
some
great
work in that area.
Oh, it's good to give cold closure with that. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show tonight. And fascinating talking how you perceive in your mediumshipping. And I have Biscuits and Tea Mystic coming up again the 15th and the 22nd and the 29th. So we'll have really fun guests, two paranormal investigators, and then Jason's back. I thank you, Carolyn. You have a good night, and thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see everybody in the future. And have a good evening. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.